Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. Welcome to The Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try to make it eight.
Well, hello, howdy, and welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Good afternoon, everybody. I am Scott Masick, your host for today, and wow, you know, it is Wednesday, halfway through the work week, but I've got to tell you, for a lot of these cowboys, the week is just getting started. There are rodeos going on all over, three of them right here in the state of Kansas, and we are at one of them right now. We are live from the 68th Annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene, Kansas. And man, do we have a show set up for you today. Fans, if you guys are tuning in, we have got a great guest lined up for this morning's show. We have got one of the most talented country music singers from South Dakota who now lives in Stephenville, Texas, the cowboy capital. And speaking of, we want to send a big old shout out to all of our listeners right now who are not only here in Kansas or tuning in online, but also on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM back in Stephenville. Now, you talk about a partnership. This is so great because during the day, we crank it up to KWBY right here in Abilene, Kansas. And, you know, the great thing is Abilene, Kansas gets a taste of Stephenville, Texas up here, as well as Stephenville, Texas gets a taste of Abilene, Kansas. So it works out well, and we love having KWBY on board with us. Man, it is just exciting. And, you know, they're actually the bigger reason why we have our guest here today. If it wasn't for them, we probably would not be able to get a hold of this young, talented woman. So we are excited. Now, you know, we have had many greats on board, you know, here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. We've done some great interviews with so many legends, so many top rodeo cowboys and cowgirls, but this one today is special. This one here really hits home for me, so I am just fired up about the opportunity to be able to bring it to you listeners. And we're going to get right down to it here in just a few minutes. Now, as I was saying, we are here in Abilene, Kansas. SWAC is going on right now. And, you know, got to say, the arena is set up and ready to go. I am very surprised. But, you know, with the committee that is here in Abilene, Kansas, it really is no surprise. They have worked so hard. And the volunteers that have been here has just been phenomenal. They have worked long hours to get this arena rodeo ready and make things happen. Now, they had over 7 inches of rain over the weekend, and it was a slop house. I'm telling you, I have not seen arenas look this muddy and in such bad condition and then turn around in less than 12 hours and be ready to go for such a great rodeo. And we'll have pictures and post it up on our social media networks on Making 8 on Twitter, as well as the Making 8 Network on Facebook. So you guys can go over there and follow along. But we are going to get down to it, fans. We have got our guest lined up. We're going to bring her on our show. But before we do, we're actually going to play one of her songs off of her album, which is Long Road Home. And this is her debut album. And so we are so excited about it. So don't go anywhere, fans. You've got to make sure to stay tuned. We're going to have the talented Remy Sutton on board when we come back.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Cover all 10. I'm the best bet there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain, getting down hard at Wycane.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network, the best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words: cowboy up. KWBY.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to making8rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at making8rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Thought I had my whole life planned out. Till you walked in and flipped it upside down. I never thought my Prince Charming would be a rodeo cowboy that I rarely see. Hell of a mama.
to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And that, my friends, was Hell of a Woman from Renee Sutton off of her debut album, Long Road Home. And we have her on the line right now, so please welcome the beautiful and talented Renee Sutton. Renee, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, yes, ma'am. We are so excited to have you here. And, you know, I really have to say, we have had some great guests on our shows here, a lot of rodeo talent, world champions. But today is one of my favorite shows. I've been looking forward to this show for so long, and we're just excited to have you here.
Well, I'm excited, too. I've been looking forward to it as well. I appreciate that. It's really cool. It's really cool to be on a radio show where world champions have been on. I think that's very neat.
Well, you are in great company, and you mix very well with them. So let me ask you something, Remy. When did you first start deciding that you were going to become a singer-songwriter?
I've sang my whole life. I grew up singing in our country church, the Lucas Baptist Church, back in South Dakota. And my brother and I, we did plays and, you know, sang all through high school and stuff like that. And then my mom stressed the value of a good education, so I went off to do that. And then I've always loved singing and wanted to get into it. And once I had my degree, I decided that was something I wanted to try now, and I probably wouldn't have an opportunity later. No regrets. So I jumped in and started writing and met some people, and some doors opened and was able to record my first album. So,
wow. Yeah. So how old were you when you first decided to play the guitar?
I haven't been playing very long. My dad always played, and he bought me a guitar for Christmas probably 4 years ago. I was in college.
Really?
I didn't start playing guitar until I was in college. So I haven't been playing very long. I have a lot to learn still. But, he taught me the basic chords, and then, of course, the Internet's a beautiful thing. So, and if you use it right, you know, in the right way. So I learned a lot online and stuff, so just kind of started playing, and I'd pick out songs that I liked, and I'd be like, I'm not gonna stop playing this until I learn it. And I think my parents wanted to, I think they would be fine if they never heard 7 Year Ache by Roseanne Cash ever again, because I played it probably a million times.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about your album here. Now, this is your debut album, Long Road Home. Did you come up with the name yourself for that?
I did. I wanted something that it has kind of a hidden meaning. I basically, you know, I've done all these things. I've, you know, rodeoed and went to pharmacy school and, you know, got my degree, and finally I feel like I'm doing something that you know, not that I don't love those other things as well, but I feel kind of at home with this, and so it's just been a long road to get here, and it's always been a very, very big dream of mine to write songs that I liked, and to be able to record them and have other people hear them and share them with other people, and hopefully they can learn, you know, get something from them or whatever. So
sure.
it's been a long road to get here, but I feel like, yeah, I'm home, I guess. So that was kind of what I decided.
You bet. Well, tell us a little bit about this song, Hell of a Woman, that we just aired.
It was actually, it's actually about Lindsay Rosser Sumter. So I know Lindsay pretty well, and she recently started playing the guitar. I don't know if you know that, but she plays and sings a little bit. But she was, she always likes sad country love songs, and so she's always like, write me a sad country love song. And so my friend and I, Marissa, were sitting around one night, and like, we need to write that song about Lindsay. And so, so we kind of started, and then it transpired into a Hell of a Woman. So, but it's actually that's where I kind of got the idea from was Lindsay and Steph, when, you know, your husband's boyfriend, whatever, is out on the road and you're at home taking care of Steph, and she, you know, she can work just as hard right beside him. So that was where that came from.
Well, you know, here we always talk about how closely related the rodeo family is compared to music, musicians like yourself, you know? And it's a lot of the same, things. We, you know, we spend a lot of hours away from home and traveling up and down the road. So for you to write a song like that and then relate it to rodeo, I'm sure it came fairly easy for you, right?
Yeah. It was pretty easy. I mean, that was another one. I wrote two songs that night. I wrote that one and Things to Do in the same night. I mean, Hell of a Woman was, I wrote it very quickly, and it was very relatable. So, and then it's really neat though too that I've had a lot of, you know, of course I have, you know, quite a few musician friends, and I'm really good friends with all their girlfriends, and so I've had quite a few girlfriends of my, you know, the band members or whatever come up and be like, oh, I just feel like that's my song, you know, whatever. And it's just cool that it's not just rodeo people, and, you know, musicians are on the road, or people that work, or, you know, and they can all relate to it. And that's what's really neat about music. So someone can take it and make it, you know, their own and get something from it. So
you bet.
Yeah.
Now, when you were not out on the road and you're not out touring, you actually work back in Stephenville, Texas, right? You're working a pharmacy?
Yeah, I still work full time. My boss is, I'm a pharmacist. I got my doctorate of pharmacy from the University of Wyoming in 2010, and so I've been a pharmacist for almost 3 years. And I've been here with Ed Horton at Tanglewood Pharmacy in Stephenville since, it's been 2 years since I moved down here. I started working, and he's really flexible. I still work full time, but you know, I mean, he kind of lets me, if I have a gig, you know, I can leave a little bit early or come in a little bit late, and he's really cool. It's independent pharmacy's the way to go. I would not be happy working anywhere else if I had to work. I mean, of course it'd be nice to just do music, but you know, I like working.
You know what? Don't get too comfortable in Stephenville, because something tells me that you are going to be on the road a lot here in the very near future.
I hope so. That would be okay with me. So.
You know, we had an opportunity to actually see you play there in Stephenville when we were there, and that was where you and I first met at the Limits. And, you know, we get a chance to hear a lot of performers play at a lot of different rodeos and things like that. And one thing that really stands out is you hear a lot of music played on the radio stations, but then you hear them live and you say, well, you know, it's better when it's recorded in a studio. But you are the exact opposite. I mean, your music, when you're playing live, I mean, really, truly touches people. It gets everybody excited. I mean, there's people out dancing, and it is just so much fun. What is that like for you to be up on stage and performing at those events?
It's really fun. I played acoustic a lot and stuff, and that was our first full band show, and so that was a new experience for me. But it was, you know, it was one of those deals where you just can't really get enough, you know, once you, I love playing acoustic, but now I'm like, I just want to play full band. I want to play in front of people, you know, and it's a really cool thing. And I really like it when people are up dancing and stuff, but the favorite moments for me are probably when people just sit there and don't say anything, because they're, you know, listening to the words, or they love the words, or they love, you know, the music and stuff. And but it's all great. It's fun. That was a fun night. So
it's been a fun
few months.
Yeah, so. I bet. Now let's go back and talk a little bit about University of Wyoming. You mentioned that you were there. You were there actually on a academic and rodeo scholarship, right?
Yes. I my brother was going to school there, and you know, and we roped on the same horse and everything. And so I got a academic scholarship and a rodeo scholarship there, and I rodeoed for 4 years, and then finished my school. So I loved Laramie. I loved Wyoming. It was college was great. I loved being out there and you know, the rodeos and going to college rodeos, and so yeah.
Wow.
It was fun.
Now, did you break out your guitar and play? Because, see, I also travel with a lot of rodeo folks, and I know that there's usually a guitar that gets broke out somewhere, you know, and everybody just kind of sits around and have somebody picking a little bit. Now, did you do that a lot when you were in college?
Yeah, we did that a lot. I got my guitar, it was probably my junior year in college, so the last couple. And then, of course, I was wanting to play all the time, you know, I mean, it's such a great way to learn to play with other people, you know? And so, I had a bunch of friends there that played as well. And so, we would play all the time, like wherever we were at, and, you know, we'd get out of guitar hotel rooms at the, you know, the rodeo grounds. It didn't matter. We were playing a lot. So, and it was fun. Everyone would just kind of hang out, and everyone would, you know, a bunch of us would be playing and singing. And so, yeah, that was a good experience.
Those are some of the best concerts when they're sitting around either, you know, a hotel room or a horse trailer somewhere, you know, with the burgers and hot dogs just going on the grill, you know, after a rodeo. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I agree.
You're going to University of Wyoming, and you were just saying that your brother also went there.
Yes.
Your brother Billy Sutton was one of the he was probably one of the best saddle bronc riders to come out of University of Wyoming there for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, I really like to brag on him. I don't wanna be boastful, but he's such a great guy. But he still holds the record for most points won in a college career at the University of Wyoming. Ever. So, and that was back when, before they changed the point system. I don't know if you're familiar with, now at college rodeos, you can get a lot more points. They pay more than four places in points, that is. And so he was, you know, successful, and everyone, you know, I mean, he did so well. He's such a competitor, and he still is. I mean, it doesn't really matter what he's doing. He's competitive, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, I was going to, he was done with school, and I guess I'll tell the story a little bit about what happened to him. I don't know if people know, but I was still in Laramie, and he was too. He was finishing college, but he was done college rodeoing, and he was up in Minot, North Dakota at the circuit finals, and I was driving with my friend Nikki Steffes, and we traveled together, and we were going to Lamar to the college rodeo, and I got a call from a friend up there, and on Thursday night, it was October 4th, and it was in 07 actually. So, and got a call, and he was hurt, and they were taking him to the hospital. That's all I knew. And then finally, someone, I think Red Lemmel maybe called, or I can't remember who I talked to, but they were traveling together, and the horse had flipped on him in the chute and instantly paralyzed him. And they took him to Minneapolis to the closest trauma one center, and did surgery on the 8th, and then he came down to Denver, which was nice, and did rehab there for a couple months. And I went back and forth a lot from Laramie because he was only a couple hours away, and he wanted to be back with his friends. And then we got home 2 days before Christmas, and he decided he wanted to go back to school and finish his degree. And so he went back that spring and went back to, you know, I mean, I was just graduated in that May, but such a, you know, a complete life-changing, you know, I mean, it's just, it was crazy,
sure.
But he handled it like a champ. So he's got an amazing attitude, and he's just a great guy. So definitely a role model of mine.
Sure. And, you know, he's really an inspiration to many people because he actually has not let that stop him one bit. Now, he still ranches and things like that, still rides a horse and all back in South Dakota. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. He went and we got a saddle, one of his all-around saddles from college, put a bar in the back and a pad, and He's got Velcro, it just holds him in there. And he rides our old rope horse from college, Purple. His name's Purple.
Wow.
We both roped on him. And it's amazing because, he can't even squeeze to get him to go. And he'll drag calves, and he brands every year with us and rides. And Purple just, they're a great team. And he'll rope and turn him, and away he'll go. He'll pull until Billy tells him not to. And Billy still ropes.
Wow.
Rope's just as good as it's amazing to me because he ropes better than I do, and I have balance, and he
right.
he struggles with that part. So it's pretty cool to watch. And yeah, he's there, and he's married to one of my best friends from high school, and she's just finishing law school. She'll get done in May. And then, of course, he's very active in the South Dakota legislature. He's in his third year as a South Dakota state senator. So,
wow.
So he's campaigning for South Dakota. So, yeah.
So that is amazing.
Thing.
So not only is your family have such a rodeo background, but also now, with his wife being a lawyer and him being a senator, wow, you guys are just going to take over the state of South Dakota.
So I'm like, no speeding tickets for this girl anytime. it's pretty cool. So he's doing some good things up there, and my grandpa, Billy Sutton, where he got his name, my dad's dad was very active in the Senate legislature stuff as well. He ran for lieutenant governor, was a senator for quite a few years. And so we just never really, he passed away when my dad was in his 20s, and we never met him. And we just never really were big into politics. I don't know why. Maybe his influence was gone, when he passed away, but Billy got, it's funny how things kind of come full circle. So he got an opportunity to get into it and is a natural at it. So,
wow.
You wrote a
song, that is actually on your album, Long Road Home, and it's called Billy's Song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. So,
well,
I absolutely, without a doubt in my mind, know that it was, I was not writing it alone. It was absolutely a gift from God, because I wrote it in, one night I was driving down the road after I left the studio, and I needed, and I really had wanted to, write something that, I want to tell a story and stuff and try and, it's just such a, just so inspirational. I feel like it's inspirational for me. I hope other people feel that way and take something from it, that everyone goes through things that are hard, but it's not, it's how you react to those things that are important. So and he's just really, really risen above. And and I wrote it, I was driving down the road, wrote part of it, couldn't really sleep that night, woke up early that morning and finished it. It was, within an hour, hour and a half, and I haven't changed it since. So it, and the guys that recorded the album, I have to give a shout out to them, because Josh Tirado from Six Market Boulevard produced the whole album, and he just did an amazing job of capturing what, my sound and the emotion and, what the song meant. And, he was great. And Mike Stanley, they were awesome. So,
well, we have the song right here, and
mm-hmm.
we want to let our listeners take a listen to this song. It is emotional, but it is so, empowering. And we're going to talk with you right after we get done playing it. So, let's go ahead and play this song, Billy's Song, from Renee Sutton. You guys stay tuned.
Thank you.
Grew up out on Royal Route 2.
promise through. I guess a cowboy's dreams don't always come true. From Austin to Houston to San Antonio, then Pecos and Prescott, so far from home. Swore you're riding the lights of Vegas someday. I guess a cowboy's dreams don't always go that way. So keep putting your pants on one leg at a time. Take it day by day until he's fine. What he's looking for on the dusty road. Dreaming of bringing that gold buckle home. In the fall of 2008, before they could open that shoe gate, the horse he loved flipped upside down. When he woke up, he was wheelchair bound. You see, you never know of God's will. Now he rides for South Dakota on Capitol Hill. He's the toughest cowboy I've ever seen. He'll always be a hero to me. So keep putting your hands on one leg at a time. Take it day by day until he finds what he's looking for on the dusty road. Still dreaming of bringing that gold buckle home. Christian man, that's how he lives his life. He knows to ride with Jesus up in the sky. God'll take his body, make it brand new. This cowboy's dream will come true. This cowboy's dream will come true.
That was Billy's song by Renee Sutton, and it is on her album, Long Road Home. Renee, wow. What a song. And it, like I said, it is so empowering.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. It means a lot to me and to our family and stuff. So, yeah, I love it.
I bet. I actually had to warn our listeners today and say, hey, listen, you may want to have some tissues handy because this song is kind of an emotional song. But you write a lot of songs like that. I mean, a lot of the songs that you write and that you sing are emotional. I mean, you sing from the heart, and that is so important. I mean, and you really, I mean,
yeah.
As a listener, I mean, you can feel that, and it is great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I struggle with, even when we were trying to pick out, you know, some cover songs to do with the band, I struggle with, it's hard for me to write something that doesn't mean anything, you know, personally
right.
to me. And so all of the songs that I wrote, you know, have a meaning to them, whether it be something funny or something, you know, emotional that's, you know, not, you know, and it was just really hard to pick out songs because I'm a huge Keith Whitley fan. I think he's, you know, his songs are amazing. Like I love that kind of music, but it's hard for me to sing some covers that I just can't really relate to. And I need to try
yeah.
and get out of that, but I just can't. So I'll work on it.
Well, you know, I mean, you're so passionate about it, and like I said, I mean, for you to to create these songs and write them. You know, Chris LeDoux often wrote about his experiences in life and rodeo and things like that. And for me, as a listener, I would really compare you to somebody like him who has such a passion, and it comes so easy for you to write about things that you know. And that's what I think that's what's going to help make you successful in your career. But, you know, I mean, what do I know?
I love him, so, yeah.
Well, you know, really, you've got such a unique voice that stands out. I think people really respond to your voice a lot, like Chris LeDoux. So, you know, I guess that's who we would probably compare you to.
Well, thank you. That's probably the best compliment I could ever get. So,
wow,
I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
How busy are you every Wednesday? Because I'll just come back on here.
Hey, you are welcome to call in as much as you want. As a matter of fact, you and I were talking before we had you on our show, and I asked you if you were going to be doing anything around Stephenville during the PRCA rodeo coming up in September. We are going to be over there, and I think that I'm going to actually go into the KWBY studio and take it over, and I need a co-host. So you're going to have to come in and help me co-host.
I would love to. I'm in.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it is on. We're going to replace Jody Lee and Six Gun Sarah during the morning ride. I think that we'll come in and it's going to be great. So, yeah,
that's
we'll
awesome.
Have to look forward
I love
to.
Them. They've been so kind to me. I love KWBY, so they're amazing.
Absolutely.
There. But,
you know, I know that there are a lot of people that have helped you, and you were just mentioning that before the song. Tell us about some of the other folks that have really been helping support you and get you to where you want to be in the industry, in the music industry.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Everyone's been so kind to me. So, you know, of course, my parents have been really supportive. As far as, you know, music people goes, I, you know, the guys from Six Market Boulevard have helped me a lot. Josh Serrato, you know, the whole album and recording all of that was an experience. And then I learned so much through that process about, you know, music and playing and different things. And Mike Stanley from Mike Stanley Band, he owns the studio and did a lot of work on the album. And he's just he's a really, really kind guy. He's a great guy. And he's been really helpful getting me. You know, when I first moved down here, I mean, I didn't know anyone. And, you know, I would go and do open mic night on Sunday nights at Bostock's, you know, and Mike Stanley ran that. And I was, you know, going to start recording the album. And it's funny. And then, you know, they got me some acoustic gigs around town. I started playing a lot more, meeting people. Zach McGinn from Dolly Shun, he's been really, really good to me. And, you know, all of his band, Wes Hall and those guys. And then, of course, Kim Bryan, she has done pictures for Six Market for 3 or 4 years, and she has been helping me through this whole process and managing me and helping get the album out and all of that. And then, of course, my band has been great, too, because they're all, you know, they've all played for 4 or 5 years in a band, and I kind of jumped in, and first time I'd ever really even played in a band was our CD release party. So it's a learning curve, you know, going from doing acoustic and to doing that, but it's been great. It's been good. I feel like I'm probably forgetting people. Jody Lee and Sarah have been awesome because they spin my single all the time, and they've had me in their, you know, there with their radio show, and they've been really, really kind to me, and they're just really good people. So, kind of type of people you like to surround yourself with, you know? So,
absolutely. That's why we're so glad to have them with us as well.
Yeah. Yeah. They're great. So, and of course, I appreciate you having me on here and out on the rodeo road and spreading the word. And so, yeah.
Well, we're lucky to grab you now while we have a chance.
yeah.
This has really been good. But let me ask you now, besides being on today's show, besides being on, because we know that this is probably your, the biggest highlight of your career so far.
Exactly.
What would you say your biggest highlight so far in your career has been?
Man, that's a tough question. There's been so many. That's hard because everything that I sincerely mean this, that everything that's happened's just been such a surprise to me. I love my songs because, you know, they're mine, and I put my blood, sweat, and tears and, you know, into them. And I guess, you know, a big highlight would be that I made number one on the Billboard Heat Seekers charts, the regional Heat Seekers charts, and that I got in, you know, to the top 50 on iTunes sales when we released. And that was pretty crazy to me because, you know, it's just the rodeo family's been unbelievable, and my South Dakota and Wyoming people back home have really been awesome as well. They've been out, you know, buying the CDs and promoting and spreading the word. And I guess the highlight of it has been the response to it. I wasn't sure. You know, I mean, you never know, because, you know, you kind of have it in your mind what you think it's like, and you never know what other people are going to think. And of course, you want everyone to like it, but you know.
Well,
so I just didn't think that everyone would. It's been great. So it's been really cool.
Well, I can tell you that our audience here today has really enjoyed it, and they're actually asking right now. So people are sending me messages asking me, where can they find out more about you, and where can they get a copy of your album?
They can just go to my website. It's www.ramesutton.com, and it's R-E-H-M-E-S-U-T-T-O-N. And I have an online store on there, and you can order it there online. Or find me on Facebook and shoot me a message, and I'll send them out to whatever works. So, and then it's on iTunes, so you can get it on iTunes as well. Just the songs, not the actual copy of the album. So, I'd really like it if people would get the album, because it's really cool, because it has a. Do you have a copy of the album? I need to get you a copy of the actual cover and stuff. So,
yes, ma'am.
Kim Bryan did all the graphics on it, but it's really cool. I dedicated it to my brother, and it's got a picture of him riding a bucking horse in the inside, and it's pretty neat. So I was happy with it. But so you can just go to my website, ramesutton.com.
That's right. We want an autographed copy, though.
Yes.
One that we
you
can,
need an autograph.
One that we can put up. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well,
I'll get you one.
I know that you have got to get back to work, and I want to thank you so much, Remy. This has been an absolute blast. Like I said, I've been looking forward to it, and you have not let me down at all. This has been a great show.
Good. Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad to be on here.
You bet. Well, when we let you go, we're actually going to play your song that was one of the number one singles here, What Goes Around. Tell us about this song.
This was the first song I ever wrote. So it's actually, it's about a guy. Imagine that. But, it's just, you know, it was about, I was a guy that dumped me, basically, kind of. And the one guy. No, I'm just kidding. I've probably been dumped a lot throughout the years. But, anyways, and then he realized, you know, this that story, realized maybe he made a mistake. The grass wasn't actually greener on the other side. And you know, wanted me to come back and, not coming back around. So, but it's just kind of what, like that story about, you know, like, you know, you reap what you sow, karma. I believe in karma.
Right.
You know, karma and,
sure.
You know, what you do to me is going to happen to you. Some girl's going to do that to you, and it's not going to be fun. So, That was kind of the story behind it. So.
I cannot imagine many guys breaking your hearts. I would see it the other way around.
No.
So I can see where you get inspired to write a song about probably the one guy that does break your heart. But, you know, a word of advice to anybody who runs across Remy Sutton, do not burn that bridge. You only got one shot.
That was a... yeah, that was the first song I ever wrote. And, yep. That was it.
Well, we look forward. We're going to play it right now. We're going to go ahead and let you go back to work. But, Remy, please continue to stay in touch with us as you grow in your career. Don't forget the little people. We are so inspired by you and just love having you on here with us. And we'll talk more rodeo. We'll talk more, you know, more music anytime with you. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on here. And and I'm really looking forward to co-hosting if that offer is still up. But you told Jody that I call the antler microphone. So.
Oh, you've already got the antler microphone?
Yes, I'm picking it. If we're going into the KWY studio, I want the antler microphone.
Well, I think the only other one that is there is Randall's Texas A&M helmet, and I'm a Gator fan, and we have a big rivalry going. I can't use that one. I have to bring my own mic.
You have to bring your own.
That's it. Well, thank you so much, Remy, and good luck to you. We're going to close out our show here today with your song that goes around. So I appreciate it, and we look forward to catching up with you again here real soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Take care.
Bye.
All right, listeners, that is Remy Sutton. I'm telling you right now, you need to go over to her website and get a hold of this album, as we've been able to bring you a couple of her songs, and we are going to throw one more at you here. This was her single, What Goes Around. So take a listen, and we will be right back to wrap things up on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With buck and shoot crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, fans. We are winding things down, and we've only got about 4 minutes left in the show, and what a great time we have had today talking with the talented Remy Sutton and actually playing a few of her songs here, which we're going to continue to do, and you guys have got to get over and pick up her album. I'm telling you, this girl is hot, and she can definitely play some, and she writes such great music as well. She doesn't just sing, you know, cover songs. She writes her own, and it's so fantastic to listen to. And great travel music when you're heading down the road. So for all those cowboys and cowgirls on the rodeo trail, man, don't pass up an opportunity to get her album. Now, we are live from the 68th Annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo here in Abilene, Kansas. And Slack is going on right now. We know horse trailers are coming in, coming out. We've got a Bulls, Bronx, and Burles event that starts tonight, 7:30. So if you are in driving distance to Abilene, Kansas, you need to come on down there and hang out. It's going to be wild, folks, and we are going to have a great time tonight. I can tell you, Andrew's Rodeo Company has brought in some of the best, and this committee down here has done such a great job. So before we wrap up our show here today, we always like to leave you with a little cowboy logic. So as we close out the show, I want to remind you we'll be back here at 11 o'clock Central Time tomorrow, where we'll be covering a lot from Abilene, Kansas. We've got interviews, highlights from tonight's rounds and the Slack performance, and it's going to be fantastic. So here we go with a little cowboy logic. We've done so much with so little for so long that we are now qualified to do anything with nothing in no time at all. So there you go, folks. There's your cowboy logic for the day. Don't forget to tune in to KWBY 98.5, 107.9 FM as we are streaming live on Making8Rodeo.com. So until tomorrow, fans, get a grip and hang tight. It's going to get wild. It's going to get western right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.